Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
We've been on the radio forever. We're your friends, so we talk about things that we're into. You know, if we think that's something that you might be into. So Melissa has a movie now that
I do. I have a suggestion.
She wants to recommend. Yeah, go ahead.
I saw Bros last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people haven't heard of it, but it's first of all, one of the reasons why I know personally I loved it. It's a Judd Apatow movie, who okay. I absolutely love. He's a big producer. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. If we're talking about rom-coms, Forgetting Sarah Marshall is in my top three rom-coms of all time.
Yeah.
And Judd Apatow was responsible for that movie. But it's about a gay couple that meet. They're like two.
Well, you said romantic comedy, so let me guess. They met. They're meant to be together, but something happens that prevents them from being together. But at the end of the movie, they magically get back together.
Ups and downs.
Yeah. And so, it all wraps up nicely in the end.
It's being marketed as the first movie with an entirely LGBTQ plus cast.
Yeah.
And the cast really is great. And it is like a typical rom-com where, you know, you got, you know, the, like you said, the couple that they meet and then it's like good. And then there's a little bit of adversity and then, you know, so it does kind of have that storyline, but it didn't do well at all the first week in the box office. And as I was watching it, I was with my friend Jamie and we were having a conversation afterwards about why we didn't think it did well. And this is my thought, and I don't know how you guys would feel about this, but personally, I think that heterosexual men would not, and I'm not labeling an entire group of people. I'm saying there is some people, heterosexual men, that would not go see this movie just for that reason, just because it's featuring a gay couple.
Yeah.
And I will say there are a lot of sex scenes in this movie.
Yeah.
And I just personally think, because I know for a fact, I have some male friends who I know would be uncomfortable going to a movie like that.
Yeah.
So I think, number one, a lot of men don't like rom-coms in general. But you're taking away now another group of men that not only don't like rom-coms, but wouldn't like to see that type of a movie anyways.
But, are saying that no one, that because of straight men, that's the reason why it tanked?
Not just straight men, straight people in general. And the star of the movie, his name is Billy Eichner. He came out on Twitter after the first weekend because it tanked. It only made like 4.8 million.
Honestly, I didn't even know about this movie. I think it's a marketing issue, if you ask me.
I think Billy Eichner's making excuses because...
He was one of the main people who was like, it's because of the homophobia that exists in this country.
Which absolutely it does.
Yeah, well, it's different saying a homophobe versus just like a straight guy, because a homophobe, of course, he's not going to see it. But if you're just talking about straight men, you lost them
at rom-com.
And what happens with rom-coms is when guys go to see it, it's a high percentage is because they get dragged by their women.
Correct.
So then blame the women for not dragging the guys. You know what I'm saying? Because no guy's going to see. And as far as it has nothing to do with the gay movie, because we've all heard of Brokeback Mountain, right? The movie about the gay cowboys. That was one that movie is that movie. Oh my God, Melissa, gay sex scenes. Watch Brokeback. That movie had women questioning whenever their husbands were like, I'm going to go fishing with Tony. They were like, the hell you are. That movie was super gay. Did awesome in the theaters.
Super gay.
That movie shocked me. I was like, whoa, my God.
That movie made me cry.
But the movie did awesome in the theater. The movie Philadelphia with Tom Hanks, where he was the gay lawyer, when Denzel, that movie was awesome.
The movie Birdcage,
which was a comedy.
Are you describing movies that star gay cast members that you know, have, because this movie is different in my opinion, because.
Yeah, but I don't think people are researching going, wait a minute, what's that? Is that actor gay before they go see it?
No, but I think, like you said, with Brokeback Mountain, that surprised a lot of people. I think a lot of people that went to see that movie went in there thinking like, oh, it's starring so-and-so and so-and-so.
No.
And then were surprised when they were like,
no. When I say I was surprised, well, I was surprised at like how far they went. I knew what the movie was about. I was surprised at like when they got in that tent and they got down to action. I was like, what are you doing, man? But anyway, but hold on. I got another one for you. Because again, this is for not, if you're homophobic, listen, you're just not going to watch it. But other than that, you're going to watch it. It doesn't matter, because what is the biggest show on Netflix right now? I'll give you a hint. Dahmer. Oh. It's about a gay serial killer. It doesn't matter that he's gay. Yeah, he's a serial killer.
You can't compare the two.
What do you mean
though?
You can't compare the two?
Romero, I think the success of Dahmer right now is because people are infatuated with serial killers.
Because that's what I'm saying. That's my point. It's not the gay. It's the romantic comedy aspect of it. Because if you said, hey, listen, we're going to make a military movie about an all gay like unit, right? Who goes to war and has to fight a battle and whatever. Hell yeah, dudes are gonna go watch that.
Okay.
But if you say Bride Wars or anything, it doesn't matter if it's gay, straight, or whatever. Guys are like, I'm out. I don't wanna see women or people fighting over who's gonna deliver the flowers at the wedding.
I think you also have to take into account that movie going to theaters hasn't bounced back the way that it did. I used to go to the movies all the time, and now it's gonna take like Black Panther for me go out to the movies. And I'm trying to remember like the last thing I went, it might have been one like Spider-Man or something. I just, unless it's something big that I've been waiting for a long time, I'm not really going out.
Yeah, and here's my thing, and I'm not coming on here saying that the reason why it tanked is because of XYZ. What I'm saying is I think there are a chunk of people that won't go see it. And now, so what you're doing is you're taking away the audience that, like already we know there's a good chunk of people that don't like rom-coms, so they're not going to go. But now you're adding on top of it this other aspect of the movie that group of people won't go. So already it's at a disadvantage.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
But whatever
I'm
that,
not going as far as Billy Eichner was saying.
I was
going
to say, whatever he said about blaming straight people, I'm like, all right, you're doing that woe is me thing, which is BS.
He did cause a controversy by saying those things.
Because if the movie's awesome, the movie's awesome and people will see it.
But what I guess I'm saying also too is I hope that more people would go and see it. If you are interested in rom-coms, it is a good movie. Man, like,
see, you're not selling me. Tell me a bunch of guys that go on vacation and hilarity ensues.
Well, chunk of it's filmed in P-Town. Not that
the
you know,
second you said romantic comedy, yeah, I'm
no,
like,
I know. I mean, I don't know how else, but
I'll see it when it comes out.
It's very good.
And I can watch it at home.
I just love Judd Apatow so much, and this movie is everything that I love about Judd Apatow. Everything from the hokey jokes to like stupid visual angles that I love of like, you know, just it's hard to explain. If you like his movies, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But and then the cast is hilarious too. So, you know, I highly recommend it. It's very good.
That's how you should have sold me in the beginning. Like, and, yo, you like Judd Apatow stuff? You like this movie, Saving Sarah Marshall?
Bridesmaids, the director. Yeah.
Like, it was just like
Bridesmaids,
that. Oh, my God. You got to see this movie, bros. I'm not going to tell you what it's about. You just got to wait until you see it. And I'd be like, oh, really? Go see that stuff. And then I would have been mad at you after, but still.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.